Our Father in heaven, we come before you now thanking you for this wonderful service that we've had this morning. We hope and pray that everything that we've done will be pleasing to you, Father. Help us to always put you at the forefront of our minds. Father, help us to make decisions with you in mind and your will. Help us as we discuss them with patience and with understanding with one another and in a way that is befitting of Christians. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us, and thank you for the bountiful physical blessings that we have in order to make the decisions that we do. Sometimes prayer in your son's name.
Amen. Alright, so first, the finances, just a quick point to that. I've printed up, since it's the new year, this is all of last year. So this is last year's numbers in its entirety, and overall we were in the black, $12,523 at the bottom, and so, you know, I don't really have any suggestions or changes to make to the budget that we have. $12,523, and the balance is $145,160. So that is that. On the agenda today, I don't have too many things that I'm aware of at this point. The first one, the preacher for the fall meeting. So Brother Harry Osborne, for those of you that are not aware, he is no longer the preacher at 84th Street in Oklahoma City. As far as right now, you know, he's not, well,
he, when he talked to me about it, of course, that was an upheaval in his life, and his life is kind of looking near right now, and he just said that he'd please get someone else who wouldn't be able to come from this.
So we need to fill that spot for the meeting, and that's, you know, it's the fall, but that's only 11 months away, and a lot of gospel preachers have their meetings planned out, you know, years in advance. So if you have anybody in mind that is available and that would be willing and able to fill in for that, talk to them, contact them, then, you know, talk to them in about it, we will work on getting that filled for this fall meeting. I've got a couple of names in mind, but we got to check and see what their schedules are and if they'd be able to come. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that as far as specifics?
No, again, I will try before next month to have a couple of names that maybe submit available as well. Josh Providence just mentioned Joe Price's name.
Joe Price.
He's been in Washington for years and years. He's not at that congregation anymore, just recently.
He'd be good to have him. We've had him before, but it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Yeah, he's a good man, good faithful preacher, so he's a possibility. I'll contact him and see if he rejects the name. But if you have another name or something, let me know, or you can contact them. And we're pretty well set up through 25.
Yes.
Other than that,
fall of 25.
Having it 3 or 4 years away is really a good thing to do, because usually that's when, I mean, if preacher's in demand, put it that way. Sometimes if you'd like to have them come, they're not able to. That's good. 7 years ago. So,
The next thing on the agenda, a binding machine purchase. I'm not even sure what that is. But Sister
makes
Michelle
books.
Ray.
Huh?
Makes books.
My mom has
the phone binders.
Yeah, so
Your wife is the one that brought it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Michelle Ray has one that she's wanting to get rid of, and she's selling it for $100. And several of the ladies with the classes and everything have indicated that you know, they would like to get one, and he wants one too. And pretty much he's got a couple of, you know, Acts and Romans. You said
no, we're going to be doing the next study. I'll be doing in the class is a survey of Luke and Acts, which is
Luke and Acts,
you know, 52.
Anyway, that in and of itself, if we go to Office Depot is going to be about $100 anyway. So that's something that'll save us money in the long run. It's a, and if it's the smallest fit.
It's a nice machine. It's well worth the $100.
Does anybody have any objection to purchasing that from Michelle?
Nope. Would you mind writing a check to Michelle Ray with one of my CHE?
That'll work. And so that is all that I have on the agenda for today. Does anybody have anything else to add?
I've got a couple of things that I just wanted to talk real quick. First of all, I wanted to update everybody about how the multicasting and all is going. It took a long time to get here, but today was actually the first Sunday that we've been able to multicast and work right. And I was telling you how expensive it possibly could be. I found another streamer that allows us to stream for $18 a month, which is less than Vimeo. And it's working good. It's called Melon App. But it seems to be working fine. But with regard to that multi-streaming, again, the quality on YouTube is absolutely fantastic compared to Facebook, and it's really working well. The request that I made for people to come and be trained, it was a bad time of the year. So Thackeray and Josh showed up, and that was it. And Thackeray already knew how to do it. Josh really did too, they did it before. So we put a list up on the board. The first 3 months of 2023 are taken up. Josh has done it this month. Thackeray is in February, and Kim is doing it in March. The other three have already known kind of what to do. There's some new things. But what I would like to do is in a couple months' time to have another training so I can show people who are interested in doing it but just didn't able to make it. So what I would like you to do is, if you are interested to do, just sign your name up in 1 month, and we'll make sure we have training for you before then. It's a real simple process.
Yeah, it's real simple. And once you've done it a few times, it takes, you know, say get here early to set it up. It's 5 minutes. You know, 5 minutes.
The other thing is, I feel like I'm asking for new things all the time, but I just wanted you to know everything is really in good shape except for one thing, and that is that the class audio is not very good because there's no way of getting the comments loud enough to be heard. I came across a wireless mic system. It's similar to the one we have, except on the one receiver, you can have two mics transmitting into it with independent volume controls. And so basically what we could do is take one of them and put it on a pew about halfway back and increase the gain on it so that it's more sensitive and just use it for the classes and have the other one up at the pulpit. I think that it's $139. There are some a lot more expensive than that. This particular one's $139. And I think the quality of the audio will actually be better than what we've got now a little bit for even the speaker up at the end. That's a cheap $40 mic. But it would also allow us to turn that second mic on just during the classes and get the comments to be heard as well. I'm not 100% sure it's going to work, but for $140, we can use those otherwise if it's not working for this.
It'd still be an upgrade to the pulpit mic. Anyway.
It should be, and it's not, you know, that expensive.
Okay. Anybody have any objections to purchasing that mic?
Thank you, guys. Okay. Appreciate it.
Anybody have anything new? All right. Appreciate it, gentlemen.